This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Around this time last year, the federal government had just come out of a long shutdown, which impacted tribes across the country. Tribal leaders are pushing lawmakers for forward funding, Von Golden reports.
The idea would ensure agencies with trust obligations like the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Indian Health Service would be appropriated a year in advance of other spending bills. Erin Payment, chairperson of the Sault Ste. Marie tribe in Michigan, says such a fix would prevent the same problems he's seen in previous shutdowns.
We lost a doctor, a nurse practitioner, and four other medical staff. We are probably the most impacted because we are reliant on the federal trust dollars.
Tom Udall introduced advanced appropriations legislation in 2019, but it never got traction. In Washington, Vaughn Golden, National Native News.
The breakdown of the Alaska Marine Highway system has left many towns struggling to bring in food and other goods. For some businesses, the challenge of getting freight out without ferries is just as urgent, as Ari Snyder reports.
Even under normal circumstances, shipping logs out of Tenneke Springs is not exactly a walk in the park.
We crane lumber off our barge and stack it near the entrance to the ferry.
Gordon Chu, owner of Tenneke Springs Logging Company, usually relies on the ferry to get his product to market. But these are not normal circumstances. Tenneke hasn't seen a ferry in months, and with the town's docks slated to be rebuilt starting in July, it may not see another sailing until late December.
We're desperately trying to figure out other ways to do freight, and it's taken us 8 years.
Without any obvious fallback options and uncertain of when they might see another ferry, Chu is getting creative.
We're looking at possibly buying a motorized landing craft.
The boat itself is down in Washington State, so just getting it here will set them back a lot in fuel costs. Tenneke Logging Company isn't the only family business in Southeast looking for alternative ways of moving freight.
We're doing well over 100,000 pounds of product out of Pelican in 4 months.
Seth Stewart owns Jacoby Fisheries in Pelican. Those 4 months he's talking about are during the summer. The product? Frozen fish. A lot of it. Like Tenneke Logging Company, Jacoby has worked out a ferry-based supply chain. Residents were shocked to find out their town was entirely left off the ferry system's summer schedule when the draft was released in late January.
It's going to cost us more money this summer than what I think is profitable in the long run, but if we can just make it through this season, then it gives us time to plan out something that is viable for long term.
The state plans to release a final ferry schedule later this month. I'm Ari Snyder.
The U.S. Mint has released a $1 coin commemorating the work of Alaska Native leader Elizabeth Paratrovich. Alaskans celebrated a holiday in her honor on Sunday. As Adeline Baxter reports, the coin is currently only available online.
Paratrovich, a Tlingit woman from Southeast Alaska, worked on the passage of the 1945 anti-discrimination law by Alaska's territorial government. The golden coin features an image of Paratrovich with a formline raven.
What we would like is to have it go through the Seattle Reserve and have 5 million coins released into general circulation.
That's Paulette Moreno, Grand President of the Alaska Native Sisterhood. A resolution requesting the U.S. Mint make the coin more widely available passed both houses of the Alaska legislature recently.
Communities all over Alaska, they want it to be able to reach in their pocket, their backpack, or their purse, and hold the coin that symbolized their right to fair and equal citizenship.
The Alaska Native Sisterhood and Alaska Native Brotherhood are encouraging Alaskans to contact their congressional delegation to ask them to support a wider release of the coin. I'm Adeline Baxter in Juneau.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
When you file online for your PFD, every Alaskan can pick, click, give for National Native News. Just select KNBA-FM, Kawanak Broadcast Corporation. With your support, you can help us make a difference in our community.
Kawanak Broadcast Corporation announces the Alaska Native Art Auction April 2nd at the Dena'ina Convention Center in Anchorage to include a wide variety of work from the Alaska Native community. Info about contributing artwork, reserving a table, or sponsorship at knba.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.